We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Aha.
We've lived here for years. You can't just spring this on us without warning.
There is no point in arguing, William. We are moving, and that is that.
Oh, Tom, think it over. You don't want to let the neighbours get you down.
This has nothing to do with the neighbours. I know they don't like living down the same street as a comedian. I know they got up a petition to get me out. I don't blame them. I wouldn't like it either. Actors and the like lower the old tone of the neighbourhood, I realise that. So much so, I even signed the petition when they came round. No, this has got nothing to do with the neighbours. I'm moving for an entirely different reason.
What reason?
Financial. Now the rents are going up, I shall find it increasingly difficult to keep up appearances. I'm moving into a cheaper district.
But this place only costs you 6 shillings a week.
Now, yes. Ha ha. You wait till the rent act goes through. 13 and 6 this place, if it's a penny.
Don't tell lies.
You keep out of this.
Don't listen to him, William. I happen to know the real reason he's moving.
Go to your room.
Oh, shut up.
Why is he moving, Grizzly?
Because he's being given notice to quit.
That is not true. I am moving because the 6 shillings a week rent is going up.
And you know why? Because the council have found out he's not an agricultural labourer.
Who told him? Who told him? I've been getting away with that for years. Leaving me tractor outside the rent office? Going in with a couple of straps tied down my knees? A few ahs. Hello, my old darling, my old beauty. And they're completely fooled. How do they find out?
Because I told them. I think it's disgusting taking advantage of subsidized rents. Everyone else down the street pays 30 shillings a week. Why should you get away with it?
I'm not getting away with anything. I've got a claim to being a farm labourer. What about me row of carrots in the window box? And me knobby Brussels up the garden path.
Don't forget the mushrooms growing on your bedroom wall.
Ah, no, fair play. We can't count those. They wouldn't be there if you mended the roof last year. It's like Acme Marshes in there some nights.
Well, I'm glad you've been found out. Perhaps you'll pay your proper rent now.
I am not paying 36 shillings a week for this monstrosity. It is a dead liberty. Even the foundations are shifted.
Don't be ridiculous.
They are, they are. You look in the deeds. 23 railway cuttings team, yeah? 40 years ago, it was number 11.
Well, I don't fancy moving from this place. Broken down and derelict though it may be, it's the only home I've ever known. It's a great comfort to know that after a hard day at the labor exchange, you've got a place to come home to and hang your hat and boomerang up.
Good blimey.
That was very touching, William. That was true pathos. Billow the white-faced clown. But you'll be just as comfortable somewhere else.
No, I won't. This place has become part of me. There are so many things in here to remind me of the happy hours I've spent here.
True, true. Like the 2-inch deep ridges in the Adam mantelpiece, where the heels of your boots rest. And the scorch marks on the oak panelling. Where you dog your cigarettes out. And the big holes in the Persian carpet where you spill that gin you make in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's it. A new place won't have that lived-in look.
I wouldn't worry, Bill. Within a week, you'll have ruined it, same as you ruined everything else of mine.
Don't do it, Tom. Don't move. Please.
I am not paying 36 shillings a week rent.
Look, I'll help you. I'll contribute to the money.
You what? You? All right, come on, Nuffield. Let's see it. Come on, turn your pockets out. Turn your pockets out. Let's see what untold wealth lies nestling in those threadbare mockeries that you are pleased to call trousers. Come on, let's see it all.
Oh, yes. Aladdin's cave. Look at it.
Hitler's loot here.
An Australian shilling. An Irish penny. And a Malayan threepenny bit with a hole through it. So much for the currency.
I've been robbed. I've been robbed. There was a sixpence there.
Sixpence?
Yeah, well, it would have passed for a sixpence in the poor life.
I told you before, if you keep spending those, your trousers will fall down. What other treasures have we here? Ah, three summonses, a deportation order, and of course your most valued possession, a combined corkscrew and bottle opener. Well, thank you for your offer of economic aid. I'll let you know. That settles it. We're moving.
Well, I'll go and pack then.
Pack, pack. Just put the stuff back in your pockets and you're ready.
Wait a minute. I just thought there is one way you could stay in this place and still only pay 6 shillings a week.
Of course there's not. They've tumbled me. They know I'm not a farm laborer.
Exactly. So all you've got to do is to become one and you can stay. There's nothing they can do about it.
That's a thought, isn't it?
Oh, now, please, let's keep our heads. You wouldn't know where to begin.
Of course I would. Everybody knows about farming. Just follow the simple rules. If it runs, shoot it. If it chews, milk it.
I'm sure the horses will be most surprised. I still haven't gotten that trip into the country last year. And we came across those ducks in the pond. What was that brilliant remark you made? They must have whopping long legs to walk across that.
A mistake anybody could make? How was I to know they were swimming? I thought their wings would have been coming over their shoulders and plowing into the water there. You don't want to worry about me. Anybody can make a go of farming. A little planning, that's all. Rotate your crops. Rotate them. Get them going round. That's a secret. I shall start off, I think, with, I shall plant 2 fields of pigs and a couple of acres of chickens.
You're going to plant some chickens?
Certainly. How do you expect them to grow? Get them buried up to their necks. Wait for a bit of rain, we should have a nice crop of eggs.
How many herds of carrots do you reckon to have wandering around?
Are you taking the mickey? What's wrong with planting chickens and pigs? I wanted to reproduce and increase my stock.
Not in the ground.
That's where you're wrong, you see. They're exactly the same as rabbits. I saw 2 rabbits dig a hole in the ground, disappear. When they came up, there were hundreds of them. Rabbits can do it, so can pigs and chickens. I'm surprised farmers haven't thought of it before.
Honestly, what farmer do you think would employ you?
You don't think I intend to give any farmer the benefit of my business genius, do you? Oh, dearie me, no. I'm setting up on my own. I'm buying my own farm.
That's so you can stay in this house for 6 shillings a week? It'll cost you a fortune.
Not if you buy wisely. So there we are, Susan. I want to buy a farm of you.
Not if you buy wisely, he said.
Farms, yes, well, not exactly my line of country. I'll have to work through my agricultural expert, Potato Pete. First, I remember him on the posters during the war. Little brown fat fellow with leggings and a bush hat. That's him. So where do you want this farm?
Oh, I don't know. I thought perhaps in the country somewhere.
Just as well. Yes, it's just as well, because there's not many left in town at the moment. Well, here we are. There's one up in Scotland, 10,000 acres.
No, I don't think so. No. Not that I've got anything against Scotland at all. Fine country it is. Hoots, wahai, and all that stuff. But it means leave it East Cheam early every morning to milk the cows, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I got something outside Weybridge, 2,000 acres, all fully stocked up, pedigree herds, 150 nicker.
That's a bit cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got to get rid of the bloke first.
That's going to be hard, is it?
Yes, he doesn't want to go. You never know. He might fall in the combine harvester or something, won't he?
That's terrible.
No, no, no. He'll just get bundled up in a stack of wheat, then we toss him in the middle of an haystack and forget about him.
Now, look, Sid, let's get our business methods sorted out. I want no part of any skullduggery, sharp practice, or foot paddery. I want an honest, straightforward, legitimate 20,000-acre farm for 50 quid.
Oh, Gangcock, you must realize honest deals are very expensive. Without the threatening letters and the sock full of sand over the bonds, people want too much for their property.
Nevertheless, that is the way I want it.
You make things very difficult. All right. I'll have a look around, see what I can find. I'll need some money on account, of course. You know, out-of-pocket expenses.
How much?
Oh, 100 nicker.
You've got big pockets, haven't you? I can only spare £22.10.
That'll do.
Got any change?
How much?
£25. I want 50 shillings change.
I've only got coins. Is that all right?
Yes, I don't mind.
Well, here we are then. 4 half-crowns and 2 bob bit.
4 half-crowns? That's only 12 shillings.
What do you mean, 12 shillings? Look at the date on that half-crown.
1927.
Exactly. And how much was the pound worth in 1927?
Compared with today?
Yes.
Oh, about 60 shillings.
Well, there you are then. That half dollar is equivalent to 7 and 6 today.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Well, then, you got a 1914 one there, that's about 8 and 6. A 1908 one, that's 10 and a 10er. A 1904 one, that's 11 and 3. With an 1893 2 bob bit, that would have bought 25 bobs worth of anybody's stuff in those days. So there you are, then, that's 7 and a 10er. That's 23, 36. 40 more. You've got about 52 and 6 there. You're making a couple of bob profit. What are you moaning about?
I hadn't looked at it like that before. Yes, of course, you're dead right. Have you got any other old coins you want to get rid of?
Certainly. I've got an 1893 penny here. Now, how much was that worth in those days?
About 3 and 6.
I'll let you have it for 3 bob.
Thanks, Sid. That's a bargain.
I got some 1957 half-crowns here. You interested?
1957. Yeah, well, our money's not worth much these days, you know. Here, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 2 1914 tanners for them.
Sold.
If you get any more 1957 stuff, or even 56, I don't mind. I'll take it up to your hands.
Oh, thanks, Sid. It's a good job I know you. Otherwise, I might have been lumbered with a lot of worthless money. I'll keep in touch. Meanwhile, you'll look out for that farm for me, won't you?
I'll let you know as soon as anything turns up. I'll see you.
Fares, please. Any more fares, please? Any more fares, please?
3 porters, please.
3 fours. 1 shilling, please.
Here's a 1914 sixpence.
Give me the change, please.
Stop twitching about. I've got a bus full of people here. 1 Uncle Bob, if you don't mind.
My good man, this is a 1914 sixpence. Goes a lot farther than today.
Do it. Well, you lot ain't going no farther.
Get on. Thank you.
Fred, we've got to find a farm for Hancock. We can make a nice little packet here if we play our cards right.
You've got any places in mind, Sid?
Yeah. Potato Pete says there's no farms around here for miles.
Well, that's it. We'll have to think of another way of twisting him. I could go down the bank and get some more old coins.
Yeah, you'll rumble that in a minute. We've got to find a farm.
Well, I can't think why he wants to be a farmer anyway. He wouldn't know a farm from a cricket pitch.
No, he wouldn't, would he?
No.
Tell me, when does the cricket season start?
At the end of April.
Yes. How big is Lord's?
Yeah, not the cricket ground. Oh, no, Sid, you can't.
Why not? I'm a Surrey man myself.
Sid, you'd never get away with it. He'd tumble it wasn't a farm.
Yeah, he wouldn't realize that till the teams come out.
Why?
Even then, he'd think there were milkmaids in long trousers. We're on a good thing here, Frick. Ring him up and tell him we'll meet him at Lord's. Well, there it is, Hancock. Your new farm.
I don't know how you do it, Sid. Right in the middle of town, too. I can't think why it hasn't been snapped up before, this. It used to be owned by the aristocracy, I see.
Aristocracy?
Yes, it was on the gate as we came in. Lord, who was it? Lord?
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord Taverners, that's the bloke. Oh, what do you think of it?
Very nice, very nice. I like the big farmhouse with the balconies up the top there. What a good idea, having those steps leading down into the pasture.
Yeah, very handy, that.
You like it, Bill?
It doesn't look much like a farm to me.
Here we go. Chips Rafferty has spoken. I suppose you had a 100,000-acre cattle station.
No, I never owned a farm. Some bushwhacker tried to sell me Sydney Cricket Ground once, though.
Oh, well, yes, you'd buy anything. Right, mug, you are. They see you coming. You're just the sort of person they pick on, you are. Simple-minded.
Oh, no, I'm not. I didn't buy the cricket ground. I knew it'd take on when I saw it. And besides, I only had a few bob left after I'd bought the bridge. Oh, it's yours, is it? Well, I'm having a big fight with the Sydney Borough Council at the moment. They claim it's theirs.
Yeah, well, come on, let's have a look around the farm.
Well, please don't think I'm being awkward, but it doesn't look much like a farm to me, either.
Why don't women stay in the kitchen?
Of course it's a farm. What else could it be?
The field is so flat and beautifully kept. It's just like a cricket pitch.
Just like a cricket pitch. Isn't it pathetic?
Who ever heard of people playing cricket on a farm? Why don't you go home?
Carry on, Sydney.
Well, I expect you're wondering what all these thousands of seats are all round the farm.
No, I wasn't wondering, Sid. I'm sure they're all there for a good reason.
Oh, well, I won't bother then.
Why are they there?
You had to bring her, didn't you? Well, if I were to tell you that they weren't seats at all, but terraces for growing grapes, would that sound all right to you?
Certainly, a very good idea.
I was hoping it would be. Now, these big things over there that look like scoreboards...
Yes?
They're not scoreboards.
I didn't think they were.
They are scoreboards.
Well, yes, they are scoreboards of a kind. It's an idea he had to check up on the cows. Up there it says 126 for 7, last man 18.
Yes?
Well, that means there's 126 cows to be milked by 7 o'clock, and the last bloke on duty milked 18 of them.
Well, why do they want to know that?
Well, you don't want to milk the same cow twice.
What about the big white screens at either end of the field?
Now, I'm very glad you mentioned them, you clock. They are what we farmers call matter shaders. They are.
Marrow shaders. Why don't you think before you ask stupid questions? They get on your nerves, these townies, don't they? Just come down from London for one day, they think they know it all. Marrow shaders. I get it straight away. You plant your marrows behind them and move them about to keep the sun off them. Right, Sid?
Right.
What are those six bits of wood sticking up in the middle there? Three at each end.
Well, you do that in your garden, don't you? You plant a row of seeds, stick a bit of wood in the ground to show you where they are.
Of course. Well, there's probably three rows of carrots out there, then.
You're catching on.
I notice it's roped off.
Yeah, well, that's in case your 126 cows go stamping all over the seeds.
Very well organized, this farming, isn't it?
Yeah, look, when you go into the farmhouse, you'll notice that you've got all the latest farming equipment in there. It's all packed away in leather bags. You'll find some white pads to stop your knees from getting dirty when you're planting the carrots. And there's some flat bits of wood with round handles which you turn upside down to make holes for putting the spuds in.
And they say our farms aren't equipped properly. Oh, they've got the lot here.
What's that heavy roller for over there in case you want mashed potatoes?
At last, he's realized something.
I'll make a farm out of you yet.
Well, you seem to have got everything organized here, Sid. There won't be anything for me to buy.
You want some livestock, don't you? Fred?
Yes, Sid.
Nip down to Richmond Park and see what you can find. Round up a few stags. Trim her antlers down a bit. He won't know the difference.
You want some milking machines as well, won't you?
Yes, please.
Well, look, I've got one on me. The latest scientific electric milking machine. Here we are.
Milking machine? 2 bits of fuse wire? I hope you're not going to spoil this entire transaction by trying something shady.
Of course not. This is a bona fide milking machine. You tie a piece of wire around each wrist, plug them into the electric light, and switch on.
Well, what happens?
Well, a shock makes your hands go up and down faster. Oh, well, that's a lot. If you'll sign the deeds, give me the check. You can start farming the land as soon as you like.
Thank you, Sid. I'll have this lot ploughed up and full of cabbages in no time. Old Lord Tavern will have the surprise of his life when he sees what I've done with his farm.
You're not kidding.
Bill? Any more cows left in that long room?
No, this is a lot.
Well, hurry up, then. Get them down those steps and into the meadow.
Hey, are you sure this pavilion was meant as a cow shed?
Well, they seem happy enough in there.
Pity they've done so much damage.
Still, we had to put them somewhere. They don't like those pictures up round the wall, do they? Daisy put her own right through the old bloke with the long black beard.
How's Miss Pugh getting along with the ploughing?
Oh, she's got the hang of it very nicely. I told you there was no need to buy a horse.
Hey, what are you going to do with a bit in the middle of the field with a rope around it?
Oh, that's going under the plough. Spuds, I think. There's enough room for 24 trenches there. We'll plough down the slope, of course.
Don't say anything. We've got company. Look, coming down the stairs onto the field.
Oh, yes. 11 milkmaids in long trousers.
They're not milkmaids, Tub.
No. Not all of them. Oh, there's two more coming down behind them, carrying potato drillers.
The Ministry of Agriculture must have sent them down to help us out. Good morning. Glad you could come. The uniforms look very smart. I think white's a bit silly. I've got some muck spreading for you to do. First of all, I want one potato roller over there, and another potato roller over there. And the 11 milkmaids can spread out. Find a cow each and get weaving. Any questions?
You can iron middling leg.
I beg your pardon. Get on with your work. Plant some spuds.
No, stop messing about. We've come here for some practice.
You're not going to practice on my cows. Gloves like that, you'd curdle the milk.
Here.
What?
What have you done to our wicket?
Done to your what?
Look at him. Great big dishes all over it.
Oh, that, I ploughed it up.
Oh, you and I are rotten. By the time I've taken all this lot down with me back, the 5 days will be over. You wait till I see the selectors.
Hey, what's going on, Tub? Who's the rat bag?
I knew it, an Australian. I might have known they were behind it. Sabotage. You don't want us to practice, do you? You want me to get out for a duck?
I want you to get out after those cows. Now, go on.
And there's another thing. Cows in the outfield. We don't mind pigeons or even a dog if the game's been a bit slow. But if a cricket ball goes down among that lot, I'm not chasing it. You can send for Fanshawe.
I'll send for the police in a minute if you don't get off me land.
Oh, don't be like that. To be reasonable, see it from my point of view. How can Frank Tyson run up the bowl over a ploughed field? I should lay down a plank for him. And Dennis isn't he won't stand up to hopping over this lot for a quick thing.
I understand. I just realized. You're not milkmaids and potato holers at all, are you?
No.
You've come here to play a game.
Yes, I think yes.
Oh. Dearie me, what an idiot you must think I am. Of course. Well, that's all right then. Get the goalposts up. You can play down that end.
Oh, then he'd drive you up the wall. Look, I'm the captain of the NCC. And this is Lord's cricket ground. And unless you put this ground back the way you found it, I'll have to call the police and have you thrown in jail.
Oh, no, stop messing about. Listen, I bought this land fair and square from Lord Taverner, and I'm farming it. So you can sling that down your wicket and thump it.
Oh, I see, I see. That's your attitude.
That is my attitude.
Oh,
oh yes, religion. Oh. Yes. Here am I, and here I stay.
Well, we'll see about that. We are going to start our practice. All right, Godfrey.
Stop hammering those bits of wood in my potato patch.
Now that's done. And if you know what's good for, you'll clear off. Godfrey, go and get the police.
Bill, bring those cows up. We'll see you leave first.
All right, Frank. Play. Ooh, six goody, goody gumdrops.
How dare you? You've knocked my cow out.
Well, he shouldn't be there. It's dark having two silly mid-off.
She wasn't silly mid-off. She was cover point, a bit short of square.
Are you telling me I don't know how to place my field?
Now you're asking me. Yes, I am.
Oh, shut up. Play.
How that? Caught on the boundary?
No, I wasn't. How can I be caught by a cow?
She opened her mouth and swallowed it.
Tell her we want our ball back. Look at her, she's chewing all the shine off it.
Hey, Tub, look, here come the police. I don't care about the police, I've got my rights. I paid for this land, they can't turn me off.
You twister, Sid. I felt a right mug not knowing it was Lord's. Standing there, trying to pacify him. Explaining how they could use the plowed bits. I still don't see why they can't bowl underarm and roll it along the furrows. I want compensation, Sid. I haven't got a penny left and my farm's been taken away. What are you going to do about it?
Now, don't worry, Hancock. I've got everything under control. I'm sorry about this regrettable incident. Naturally, I'll do whatever I can to make it up to you.
Give me my money back.
Now, wait a minute. Look, son. I've found another farm for you.
I am not ploughing up any more cricket pitches.
I wouldn't try to flog you another cricket pitch. This is the finest little small holding you ever set eyes on. And it's yours for 300 necker.
Play! And it's Tisha serving to hold. A forehand drive across court. Backhand volley from hold. Tisha's lob deep.
Hey, get off my land, you two! Don't you hit those balls at my cows. Who said you could use my neck?
You'll hear more of this.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock, with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mainwood. We'll be right back.
Thank you.